Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I have levels of diarrhea. I have like normal diarrhea, like, you know, what I like to call nice loose soft serve ice cream, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have like explosive, like the stuff you spray on the back of truck bed liners, right? Yeah. That's pretty aggressive. Yep. And then once in a while, and I know I shouldn't do this, but she's a nurse, right? So I think she should know. Mm-hmm. I'll have like a normal movement and I'll go, babe!
You got to see this.
There are real turds in this toilet. Like they're solid. They look like movie turds, right? These are like picture perfect. Like you got it. She's like, I don't have to see that.
Those are always the best. They're so rare.
It's floating perfect.
Oh, just one big long one?
No, that's not good.
No, it is good. It feels good coming out.
No,
those are the best.
No, I walked into the bathroom after Zane was in there one day, right? He's about 16 years old, and this thing looked like an absolute redwood forest tree, like somebody sawed it down. And all I could think was, I have to take my son to the hospital. His rectum is ruptured, right? There is no way that came out of a human being's body and they're just walking around fine.
Yeah.
He's dying, right? He's got to be bleeding to death right now. So I just run into his bedroom. I go, did you do that? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I flushed it. It didn't go down. I go, it's impossible. It can't.
Got to break that thing down with a Q-tip.
I need to get an axe. No, I need to get an axe. I get a team of people.
That? Break one up with a Q-tip.
With a Q-tip?
I had to do that.
You're
going to
get that close to it?
Oh, I didn't have anything else. No, I'm not going to use my hand.
I'll swing a plunger at it like a Louisville slugger before I start.
Well, there's no plunger in there.
Q-tip.
Look, I was poor. Okay, grown up. Sometimes you would get a thumb in there. It would happen. You couldn't do anything about it. We had those cheap-ass Q-tips, too. Classic ones.
They bend real quick.
Yeah, those things would bend. Yeah, you have to get two or three of them.
Come on, man.
Knock that sucker loose.
Tape them together.
Whoa.
Yeah, it sucked. Yeah, sometimes you get a little under your fingernail. Big deal. Wash that sucker out. You got to sink.
So Kanye West, he's changing his name, right? I can't get the image out of my head of you with a Q-tip. So Kanye West is going to legally change his name. Any guesses as to what? I mean, there's no way, right? You'll be able to guess it.
I can guess it.
You know what? I feel like a jerk right now because I'm doing exactly what he wants. I'm doing exactly what he wants.
What, talking about it?
Yeah.
Does Kanye West need any more publicity, though? I mean, I feel like he's more talked about than Trump.
He already won the Christians
point.
Over.
He's on it all the time.
Did you listen to that album, his new album?
No. Yeah.
What'd you think, Rhett?
It is what it is, man. Yeah. It's got some high spots. Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
That's the name of a song?
Yeah.
All right.
You're my Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Number one with the lemonade.
I listened to it, but definitely it wasn't as good as some of his previous.
I listened to the last year's album or whatever. Is that the one you're talking about that came out several months ago?
No, this one, Jesus is King.
I haven't heard Jesus is King. I heard the one before this. So, I mean, he made all the news. He's wearing the MAGA hat. He's freaking everybody out, right? He goes and he's in the Oval Office and he just babbles to Trump. You saw the whole thing, right? Where Trump's looking at him like, what is he talking about, right? It was worse than Cardi B and Bernie Sanders, that interaction. He comes out today and says he makes a statement. He tells he encourages all black Americans to not vote for Democrats. He said, that's not the power. You need to vote for Republicans because that's where the power is at. Does that make sense?
I mean, does it make sense? No.
Is he trolling the world again?
No. The thing with him is he's always been a little different. He's always been a little kooky. He's had problems with his mental health.
Mm-hmm.
He, when he's voiced his support for the president, the people in his crew and his, clique.
Entourage,
and just Hollywood in general went, oh, you're insane.
Right.
So they kind of liked him crazy, but now this was like over beyond the pale. He literally, do you remember he got taken off stage after a concert, put into a straitjacket, put in a mental institution?
I thought that was a stunt.
No. They literally committed him. And maybe he did need to be committed at that time. I don't know. But then you got Candace Owens got a hold of him, which is this Turning Point USA is this group, and they're just like Trump people, Trump supporters, and got into his head a little bit. But I will say this. It's not like, you know, Kanye's thought it through. I'm not going to say he just hasn't thought it through and has been brainwashed. He's thought this through. He's talked to people and made his decision. And he's a cultural icon. This is a big deal for especially the president.
Well, he was at a Fast Company Innovation Festival in New York. And this was yesterday. And that's when he said black people should vote Republican and not Democrat. And that's when he also announced that he is legally changing his name. And his name will be, ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves, Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
That's fantastic.
I think it's perfect.
You don't think that's good?
Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West. That's how you have to address him.
Is there going to be like a, what's the abbreviation for that?
The acronym for that, let's see.
CGBKW.
Yeah, CGBKW. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not doing it, dude. I'm calling him the artist formerly known as Kanye West. Johnny B Show, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bro? It's RS.
Oh, RS, what's up, dude?
Not much, dude. Hey, I know you guys are talking about the Kanye thing right now.
Yeah.
But a few minutes ago, you're talking about the booze.
About poo-poo? You want to talk poo-poo with us?
I have a five-year-old, man. Awesome.
Yeah?
This kid, dude, the thing that comes out of him when he has to go.
Right?
It's like, how?
I know.
How?
It's bigger than him, right?
I took him to a pediatrician. I'm like, how is this happening, bro? He's like, healthy thing. And I'm like, but it's bigger than him.
Right.
And it's horrible. It's giant, and the smell, bro.
I know.
The smell. It's out of control. But anyway, I just want to throw
thanks,
that.
Man. Thanks, Ray. Anytime your kid has a weird poop, we want to hear from you, okay?
I got a kid. He's got smelly poo. This is revolutionary.
Later, dude.
Bye. I got to tell you guys about this. You never believe it. My son, when he takes poops, it stinks real bad.
Dude, there was corn in it. He's never eaten corn in his life.
Holy moly.
Is that crazy?
He needs to get him a daddy's little F toy onesie.
Dude.
100%.
True story, though. I had this little period of my childhood where I thought it was cute to not chew my corn or my peanuts.
Just because it would show up in
there? Uh-huh.
What a, you're demented.
And then I would call like my siblings and I go, hey, come check this out. Is this normal? And they would look at it and I go, ah, ha, 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 ha.
There's a whole corn cob.
Yes, yes.
With corn on it still. You swallowed the ear of corn like a pelican.
That's what it looked like.
Eating a fish.
Yeah, so it was like a poopy corn in there. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Let's try to give Kanye our own name, all right? Let's try to come up with a name for Kanye West. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Mason, what's up?
Hey, three things real quick. One is I would greatly appreciate it if you would explode in one of the elevators on your way down so that Will has to take the stairs again.
Absolutely.
Okay. Be good exercise for me.
As far as the name for Kanye, I was thinking Dumbass formerly known as Kanye.
That's not bad. Okay.
Nice.
But that was all I had.
Thanks, man.
Goodbye.
I thought he said three things.
I thought a few means and then we got to three.
We got to two, and then I was like, all right, what else?
Yeah, we were just waiting for the other one.
Yeah, you're cool. Thanks for calling, though, man. I hope I can muster up a nice fart for you and Rhett. You know, to have.
I'm
to
just
avoid.
Taking the stairs. That's fine. I don't mind taking the stairs.
I might fart in the stairs. I might fart in the stairs and the elevator.
Yeah, well,
maybe. No, I'm not going to walk down the stairs. I'm going to fart in the well. You know what I mean? Just drop a nice ass bomb right there in the doorway of the stairs.
You know, truly and honestly, I don't want to doubt any of your ability, especially when it comes to the farts.
I am a superpower, yes.
But I almost look at this situation and I worry about your speed.
My
because
speed?
Because to cover that ground to get to the stairwell and the elevator in
it's
a matter of
one
time.
One fart, dude. I have several build up.
Yeah, but in the matter of time to where they both stink.
You'll be fine.
Have you ever experienced one of these, Rhett?
I've never been caught in a Johnny B fart.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. It is life-changing.
Genocide, dude.
Life-changing. Mm. Poor Leah, when she comes in the studio.
What do you mean, poor Leah?
Well, let me explain. Poor Leah. Because I remember a few weeks ago, she was in studio with us, and you were leaving, and as you were walking out of this front studio door here, you started to fart with Leah right behind you.
Yeah.
And I just go, Leah, get the hell out of here, and like shoved her out. Like, close the door, Leah. Just made her suffer through this, because she's just standing there going, oh, and she was so sad, and I was
she's
just like,
fine.
Come on, bitch. Don't let that in here. I have to be in here another hour.
I kicked her. This is part to kick her out the door.
The door. Yeah. Like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, man.
Poor thing. She's got to deal with you. Oh, my God.
It's all right.
You do it on purpose, too. You torment her.
I have to let that out of my body. It'll hurt my stomach. I can't have that inside of me.
You can't just, like, go to the bathroom.
I do.
Or you do. You don't just
fart on her. The farts are a precursor, right? They're just letting me know what's about to happen. Like,
you just seem like the type of guy that gives her Dutch ovens and stuff.
No.
And farts and then, like, pulls it over.
I drop time bombs in the couch cushion. That's what I do.
Oh, where they just, like, ghost ass?
Yeah, because, like, when you're sitting down and you fart into the couch cushion, it just stays there until you move at all.
Are we talking weeks?
No. Minutes. You know, several minutes later. But I'll do it. I'll fart into the couch cushion. We're watching, like, you know, something very, very manly, like 90 Day Fiancé. And then I'll just kind of shift my butt just a little bit. And then I'll feel it roll up my back, you know what I mean? And it's just getting warmer, you know? And then I'll see her face just change a little bit. And like,
She knows.
And then she'll go, did you fart? And I'll be like, yeah, like 45 minutes ago. And she's like, it just got out. And I go,
yours
yeah.
linger, man.
Yeah.
Yours definitely just stick around.
Oh, yeah, man.
I've never seen anything like it. It's amazing. It's impressive.
They're thick.
Revolting. Revolting. Really sick stuff. You're a sick man. You're ill.
Thank you.
But very impressive at the same time. Not going to lie to you.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Got a message from Dan, the head bartender over at Motorworks in Bradenton.
Oh, yeah, Dan.
He says, I don't care how crazy Kanye is. He dropped the line, mayonnaise-colored bins, I push miracle whips.
He did.
You got to be crazy to be a genius. So, okay. Lyrically, he was one of the best, right? He was super talented.
I don't know if Kanye was ever known for his lyrics.
Yeah, he was.
But he was known for his music.
College Dropout, one of the best rap albums ever. Like, really, really good.
I enjoy his music very much, but I don't know if he was ever known to be like a... you know, MC, purely.
Lyrical genius. Yeah. Matt, what's up?
Hey, I got a name for Kanye.
Yeah.
It is closed on Sundays. Popeyes is my test. Oh.
That stunk.
Sadly, it's the best one we've gotten.
I know.
You still haven't gotten a Popeyes chicken? Sandwich?
No, dude, I almost went today, but I was like, I had to save it because I had two of my meals left, pre-prepared meals, and I didn't want them to go to waste. Waste not, want not.
I think I'm taking Leah in the morning.
Yeah, I think I might try to get there in the morning, too.
We're going to go right in opening time tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to do it like Black Friday, where we'll just wait at the front door until they flip the open sign, and we'll just walk right in and be like,
Where's the... There's a one in Tampa.
One in Brandon. Brandon right next, you know.
Right off of Kings.
Yeah.
I used to work at that Jimmy John's right there.
Stop bragging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop bragging. Don't rub it in.
Did they fire you really fast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, idiot.
I used to work at Jimmy John's, too, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got fired.
Wow,
yeah.
you guys are awesome. Yeah.
Were you a delivery driver? Or
yes, sir.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Nice.
Bicycle? Yeah. You bunch of pussies?
No, man. I had a Ford, Focus.
Oh, man, this is great.
Yeah, I used to just get high all the time.
Yeah.
And then just drive around.
Yeah, girl.
It was cool.
Freaky fast.
And then I missed a shift.
I got to tell you, Jimmy John's, one of my least favorite sandwiches.
Oh, I like Jimmy John's. The Beach Club. Oh, that's good stuff.
Basic bitch sandwiches.
I think it's solid. Good. I think it's okay for what
the
it is.
The bread is just like,
bread's good.
The meat's just,
bread's the best part.
Yeah.
They got this new kickin' awesome. Ranch that's pretty good.
Man, I'll kick you in a ranch. Wawa's better than goddamn Jimmy John's all day
dude,
long.
Dude,
You hyped up
Wawa way too much for
what?
Me. Because I got a sandwich from there and I was like, bleh.
It depends on who makes it. It really does.
They are
like
good.
A chicken tender one or something.
They got the gobbler back right now.
The gobbler.
What's that?
It's Thanksgiving on a sandwich.
Oh,
it's
I like
turkey
those.
Stuffing, cranberry sauce.
I had the
gravy.
Publix. I had the Publix version. Monday.
They're the first ones to do it, I think.
Yeah. Publix subs are overrated, dude.
What?
Yeah.
You can go straight to hell, Rhett Matthew.
Would you take a Subway over a Publix?
Oh no.
Sub.
No.
Well,
no.
There you go. They're not overrated.
Subway is the worst.
Would you take a Firehouse sub?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
10 days
fair
a week.
Enough.
Firehouse is solid. You know, you get the Hook and Ladder. It's pretty good,
oh, yeah,
right?
Maybe.
The corned beef one.
Yeah, that's good.
Hot and yummy.
I like Firehouse. Yeah,
plus, they have like 700 hot sauces to choose from.
What's, Jersey Mike's is good.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I like their, what they got, the like saffron bread or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like say, what is it?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time.
Like,
I'm just making moaning noises.
What is it?
Gay employee.
I don't know, like, how this is going to help
you're
you.
You're doing a masturbation motion.
Down,
I don't
back
know.
And forth. Yeah. Sage?
You give a guy handy, and sage is a good flavor. Yeah. Rosemary?
Is it rosemary?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
You could have Googled it by now.
Rosemary,
we all have computers.
Parmesan.
Thank you.
What is it?
Rosemary Parmesan.
Yeah, the newbie over there Googled it before we did. It's
well,
ridiculous.
That's what he's there for.
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's right. What I do.
I'm still looking for
there.
A producer job if cool you need stuff. One.
Yeah, we're good right now. 727-579-1025-800-771-1020. You never know.
I've got two producers.
If Ryan and Anna run off together tonight, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. She texted me earlier, and she was like, you know what? I'm not hiding it anymore.
She's like, he can get it. She was talking about the butt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She said that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She did say that.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.